Welcome back, everybody. Radical Russ here at the Students for Sensible Drug Policy Conference in Arlington, Virginia. And we're joined by Steve, who's got a very interesting application to tell us about. Steve, tell folks about the app and more, you know, what it's all about.
Sure thing. I've been a Know Your Rights educator for about 15 years. We've made a couple of educational videos. The most recent one was 10 Rules for Dealing with Police. And, we've helped protect a lot of people during their rights. People who say, well, I asked the officer, am I free to go? I didn't consent to searches, and I was able to, you know, exit that police encounter safely. But still, a lot of people do assert their rights well after viewing our materials and still say, you know, Steve, I still had a negative encounter. The officers were discourteous. They were abusive. Maybe even there was excessive force. What should I do now? And so the shorthand is, well, you should file a police complaint, but there's a lot of caveats that go into that. There are certain scenarios where you might not want to directly file a police complaint. So long story short, what we've created is a web app which takes you through that process. It's called Open Police Complaints. It's kind of like TurboTax, but for your police complaints. But instead of doing your tax returns, essentially we're making it easier for you to create a perfect professional quality police complaint that you can submit directly to the department, the particular department where the incident happened. But then a lot of people say, well, they're going to ignore that anyway, and they might. So the other avenue we have is that we're able to publicly publish the complaint with the officer's name attached, and everything is public. So this is part of an open source data campaign as well. So even if the departments ignore it, you will be able to submit it publicly online as well. So we can create an extra layer of transparency for your complaint.
Have you heard any from police unions that might object to an officer being accused of some sort of wrongdoing and that being made publicly available before it's been adjudicated?
Well, the app is still currently in development. In fact, we're doing user testing right now, also known as beta testing. And so when it does get released, you know, I do anticipate that we will have some departments that will object to the fact that we will be, in some cases, publicizing the officer's name. For example, if the user decides to sort of go the fully brave route, which is having their name public, we will, by reciprocity, also allow the officer's name to be public as well. And so if departments are upset about the fact that that's public, what we will do is we will urge them to go ahead and investigate that complaint as soon as possible. That is the best way to adjudicate any possible malicious allegations. Of course, we're not going to be able to tell. We can't get into the complainant's minds. We're not going to encourage people to file malicious complaints. But when it comes to that level, that's where we urge the departments to go ahead and file to investigate those complaints. And if they arrive at a different conclusion, they can publish that alongside the complaint itself. And we urge them to arrive at what's called a final disposition letter. Oftentimes, it's usually just mailed to the complainant themselves. And we'll also urge and allow complainants to post those letters as well. So we're trying to create more data. We're trying to collect it. We're trying to make it more publicly accessible so that there's better transparency. So I think this will allow for better outcomes. It'll help identify officers that might have behavioral problems to make it easier for those police chiefs to feel a little bit more pressure to take some action, help other third-party lawyers, community activists to access this data to try to identify trends of how policing is happening in their communities.
This application is something to be used post-encounter. Does it do, it doesn't do any video recording or audio recording?
The app, essentially, it pairs well with any sort of video recording you have. So if you do use an app that does record video, even just your own phone's native app, when you do create your complaint, you can attach that link if you've uploaded it to YouTube or Vimeo, and you can attach that link to the evidence section of your complaint if, in fact, you have collected video. But the app itself is primarily focused on creating a perfect police complaint.
And this will, the complaint will be forwardable online through the app to any city, county, state department?
You'll be able to, well, for one, you'll be able to share it, you know, through your own social media networks, but it'll be submitted directly to your department. Now, there will be some exceptions because some departments simply will not allow a complaint to be submitted via email, which will be our primary mechanism. They'll say, oh, it needs to be submitted on our actual form. You need to come into the station. Some departments have some bad, very closed policies. And so what we can do, if that is the case, if your department insists you must file it on their form, you must come into the station, we'll say, well, you have an option to go ahead and copy the report, submit it, you know, to the station or mail it in. But meanwhile, we're also keeping a record of what departments have bad policies for collecting complaints so that we can score them and evaluate them over time, because we think the best practice is to be open, is to allow complaints to be submitted through third parties. And so if the complaint, if the department doesn't accept it through these things, we'll be able to essentially keep score of that. Meanwhile, the complaint will be submitted in full through our website so that other third-party activists, accountability people, lawyers, academics will be able to access it. So we no longer fully have to rely on just the police departments themselves to police themselves. We're giving them a little bit of help.
Oh, that's fantastic, Steve. And you say it's in beta development right now, but right. When people want to get their hands on this, where will they go?
Oh, openpolicecomplaints.org. Okay. And that's connected through it'll be connected through flexyourrights.org, which is our long-term site. The Open Police Complaints is a project of flexyourrights.org.
Yeah, Flex Your Rights was one of the first organizations that I happened upon when I started my activism 10 years ago, and I've always found your videos and materials to be very helpful for people to demystify the police encounter. I mean, I read a tweet the other day that said, I'm sure glad we learned about parallelograms in high school. It comes in real handy here during parallelogram season. Alluding to tax season, right? They don't teach us these things, and you guys have been doing a great job in doing that. Have you broadened that outreach to, I know the Black Lives Matter movement is very popular, tailored that outreach to different groups?
Well, absolutely. You know, the Black Lives Matter has been, I think, a very important movement for bringing attention to police accountability issues. And so all of our materials are available and are embraced by all the different communities that are out there, whatever, you know, with all the different social movements that are concerned about police oversight, accountability, equity under the law and the Constitution. Our materials have been embraced.
All right. Check it out. Openpolicecomplaints.org.
That's right. Complaints. It could be.
Okay.
There will be multiple complaints, I hope.
And flexyourrights.org if you can't remember that.
Thanks, Russ.
All right. Thank you so much, Dee.
Appreciate it.